Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Today we're diving into something that affects us all: fear and anxiety. Ever feel like your mind playing tricks on you, amping up the drama? You know that feeling when you're about to give a presentation and your palms get sweaty, or maybe it's before a first date, and you're second-guessing everything? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Fear is a natural human emotion, but it doesn't have to control us. Today, we're talking about exposure therapy, a powerful tool to face those fears head-on and reclaim your inner badass. So how does this whole exposure therapy thing work? Think of it like slowly training yourself for a marathon, but instead of miles, you're conquering anxiety triggers. You start small, taking baby steps towards the things that scare you. Imagine you're terrified of public speaking. Instead of jumping straight onto stage at a packed conference, you might begin by practicing in front of a mirror, then maybe with a few friends, gradually increasing the audience size until you're giving killer presentations without breaking a sweat. See, our brains are wired to avoid pain, even if it's just emotional discomfort. When we consistently avoid things that scare us, we reinforce those fears. It's like telling your brain, yeah, this is scary, let's keep avoiding it. But exposure therapy flips the script. You're saying, nope, I'm not going to let fear run my life, I'm going to face it, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. And here's the magic part. Each time you successfully face a fear, your brain starts to rewire itself. It learns that the situation isn't as dangerous as it initially perceived. Your anxiety levels decrease, and you gain confidence, proving to yourself that you're more capable than you thought. Think about it like this. Every time you take a risk and come out on the other side, you build a mental muscle, making you stronger and more resilient for next time. Now, I know what you might be thinking. This sounds great in theory, but how do I actually put it into practice? First things first, identify your biggest fears. Write them down, no judgment. Then, break those fears down into smaller, more manageable steps. We're talking baby steps here, folks. If public speaking is a monster you've been avoiding, start by joining an online forum to practice expressing yourself in writing. Gradually work your way up to sharing your thoughts in smaller groups before tackling that big presentation. Remember, consistency is key. Exposure therapy isn't about rushing into the deep end and hoping for the best. It's about taking those small steps, celebrating your wins, and learning from any setbacks. You're not alone on this journey, either. There are tons of resources available to support you: therapists, online communities, self-help books. Find what works best for you. Let me tell you a story. A few years back, I had this crippling fear of heights. Like, standing on a chair would send me into a panic attack kind of thing. Then, one day, I decided to take the plunge literally. I started by going up one flight of stairs at a time, then two, and slowly worked my way up to taking the elevator to the top floor. It was terrifying at first, but every time I conquered the steps, I felt a sense of accomplishment that fueled me to keep going. Eventually, I realized that fear wasn't as insurmountable as I thought it was. So, if you're struggling with fear and anxiety, remember this. You've got the power within you to overcome it. Start small, be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the strength of taking those brave first steps towards a life free from fear. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do this week to face a fear, even if it's just a tiny one? Share it in the comments below and let's inspire each other. Don't forget to subscribe to Fortitude First so you don't miss out on more daily doses of stoic wisdom and real talk. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of inspiration. Until then, stay strong, stay brave, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.